95CKNV, it's Isaac, and it's Wednesday, so that means it's time for Wet Nose Wednesday. And joining me on the line today from the Refuge County SBCA is Pam. Can you believe it's the first Wet Nose Wednesday for the month of October?
Oh, good morning, Isaac. No, isn't it incredible? The time is just flying by, but the colors are beautiful, so that's something to really enjoy.
Oh, absolutely. I just love the look of the Appalachian Mountain Range over here in Restigouche County. It's breathtaking to see in the fall. It truly is. So today's topic is going to be about rabies, something we have not talked about on the show before. What can you tell us about the virus itself, Pam?
Oh, yes. Let's talk rabies. Rabies is a highly contagious and a fatal viral disease that doesn't just affect dogs, but feral cats, too. I know growing up when I was young, I always had animals in my life, and I remember seeing photos of wild animals who have rabies with their mouth slightly open and large amounts of saliva around their lips. And it's that fatal saliva from an infected animal that is passed on through a bite to dogs and feral cats, as well as wild animals. For a side note, Isaac, rabies-infected bats are what we find in northern New Brunswick, and apparently rabies-infected raccoons are found in southern New Brunswick. With that open bite wound, the virus through the saliva does its work and it spreads to the central nervous system, causing inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. It's so sad because it's fatal and there's no cure. Luckily, rabies is completely preventable with a vaccination. There's sort of the initial dose of rabies vaccine. It triggers the immune system to be able to create antibodies that can fight the rabies virus. Trouble is, over time, the rabies vaccine can lose its potency. So you must follow up with a visit from your vet for that essential booster shot.
So after the dog gets the vaccine itself, is there any kind of side effects that pet owners should be aware of?
Yeah, sometimes your dog can experience mild side effects. They appear usually within the first 24 hours after receiving the vaccine. It's symptoms like a mild fever, not feeling very energetic, or you might notice a little swelling or soreness at the injection site. Many dogs experience no side effects and romp around as usual, which is great. It's important as a parent to educate your children as well as yourself on dog and cat behaviors. Teach about bite prevention through responsible pet ownership. Should your animal receive a bite, though, wash the open wound with soap and water and get it to your vet immediately. Let's all be smart and increase our awareness of the fatal rabies virus and get your animal vaccinated. You'll be glad you did.
Well, thank you for being here today, Pam.
No problem. Always a pleasure.